You're listening to Wake Up Tucson. This podcast is a Bustos Media production on The Voice. Be sure to subscribe wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
This town.
Baby.
I like your tan. Christy Simone is back from San Diego. Tanned and refreshed, man.
That good Irish-Italian tan. He's all pink.
What a guy. Yeah.
Let's go to Pliskin Acres for some live updates.
Here we are.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Who shot who?
Sean McCluskey's here.
How we doing?
Now, Sean, of course, used to work for Donald Trump.
Yeah, I was his personal waiter for
in Florida.
Like 18 months.
And then
all kinds of fun.
So I just saw him in San Diego.
Yeah, how's he doing?
He's doing good. He asked about you.
Oh, you work with Sean. He's so wonderful. He's great. He really anticipated my needs without being intrusive. I just love him. He's the best. So that's what he said.
He's kind of a simple guy. I mean, when it comes to food, so not real hard.
Taco salads? No, just
hamburgers. Likes hamburgers.
Yep.
Diet Coke hamburgers. Doesn't touch alcohol. Drinks a lot of water. Hand sanitizer was a thing.
So I was invited by a friend of mine to go with her to the Trump fundraiser lunch in San Diego.
Oh.
So I was at the U.S. Grant Hotel in downtown, met Don Jr. He's, of course, walking around with Kimberly Guilfoyle. And then, of course, the Don for lunch. And he's something else. He's
good show, huh?
It's a good. He was dinner and a show.
Yeah.
He really was. Yeah. And
he's there for your entertainment purposes.
If you like him at those rallies when you watch those, it's better even.
It's up close and personal.
At this thing, you
250
know.
People in a room.
He was talking about, you know, Sleepy Joe and, of course, Elizabeth Warren. And he starts telling the story about Elizabeth Warren because he's been baiting her about her fake or faux Pocahontas heritage.
Pocahontas, exactly.
Right. And so she took the test and found out she's less than 1% something. The way he tells it's amazing. Like, and she sat down with their strategy team and they said, we're going to stick it in Trump's face and we're going to say, we're 0.00082 Native American. The way he said it, he had me in stitches. It was pretty funny.
And the appropriate meme this morning was, somebody please explain white privilege to me if Elizabeth Warren had to claim that she was part Indian.
Right.
Just starting and stopping it right there, but that was the fun joke this morning, and then you bring this up.
And the reason why people give him a pass on all these other things that sometimes comes out a little rough out of his mouth, or it's maybe not even true, is the idea that he doesn't talk like all these other calculated, lick your finger and put it to the wind politicians.
No, he says what he wants to say, and whatever happens, happens, and go with it.
Yeah.
Because there is no bad press for him.
Right.
You pound on him and you talk about him and you put his name in the paper 900 times. There's 15 people running against him. The Democrat, the DNCs are putting a squeeze on the debate. They keep picking people off. I mean, his tweet this morning was hilarious, or last night, about the New York mayor dropping out. He goes, yeah, the part-time New York mayor who didn't have a shot to begin with because he only had upward swing because he was at 0.00% in polling.
Right.
Which is just clever, good fun, because he's making fun of the guy who's a nobody and a nothing, and he's a Democrat in the city that's falling apart, kind of like San Francisco, but flips out of the country. So you're two big Democratic anchors, if you will. You got New York, San Francisco, or New York, California. Take your pick. He doesn't need that to win with the Electoral College. So look at the heartland. Look at the middle of the state.
Yep.
It's all red. Good luck. Good luck to anybody running against him. I think it's going to be fun.
Now, I do want to. Now, you do have a food guest for us today.
I do. Molecular Munchies is actually out. They're outside right now cooking.
Molecular Munchies.
They are a food truck.
Yes.
And they post up downtown a lot. The Super G's had illness, and so they had to take a little hiatus, and they were working down there, and Daniel said, hey, you got to check these guys out. Saw them at the Vodka Festival at the Oasis Wild Horse Ranch, which was perfect for me because I like vodka.
They make
some of the best deep-fried mushrooms I've ever had, and their hamburger was, oh, my God.
Wow.
So, yeah, that's why they're here.
All right, so we're going to definitely talk to those good people. They're actually in the parking lot cooking right
now.
Yes,
that's correct. Truck's here.
I do want to change gears back to something very serious. So we had Ed Ackerley running for mayor last segment, and we brought up the story of the death of 15-year-old Eric Isaac Nunez over in the Campbell and Drexel area. And when you came in, you were a little fired up because you used to live over there.
Well, that is in the Tres Pueblos neighborhood. It's literally two houses from my house that I own. It is one house and around the sidewalk from my former business partner's house, and we sold his house. But It's a very interesting story because I know a couple people in the neighborhood, and they were putting their kids to school the next morning, and they found a kid laying on the sidewalk in a pool of his own blood. That is not a scene you want to see. That shooting took place between 9:30 and 11:30, what they're claiming. Most residents say it took place 9:30, 10 o'clock, and three shots were fired. Nobody called the police. No police showed up, and the kid was just found dead on the sidewalk the following morning.
So this is the city we're at right now.
This is Regina Romero in a complete nutshell right here. This is what it's all about. You don't have enough cops to even drive through a freaking neighborhood and find a dead kid laying on the sidewalk.
Right.
I mean, if you're driving through the neighborhood and you see somebody laying on the sidewalk, you at least call 911 and get a paramedic if you think. So that means that nobody came home. I mean, it's a pretty busy corner for that for that community. You got to go left or right to get to the whole thing. So nobody called. Nobody did anything. Cops didn't drive by. Nobody saw it. There's several cops that live in that neighborhood. This is the state of affairs we're living in. You hear gunshots, you don't even bother to call the cops because you know there's not enough of them. They're not going to show up. That's what we've come down to. Thank you, Regina Romero, Paul Cunningham, well, and everybody else.
Have we heard
because
anything?
Because you haven't done a damn thing about
it. Have we heard a word out of Regina on this?
Oh, God, you would.
Or anybody in the city council or the mayor?
No.
Of course not. Of course not.
No, you won't hear anything, not even from
Never
the mayor.
Never happened. Never happened. They don't care. It's about e-scooters and pollution.
Where's the chief of police?
Screw you people.
Where's the chief of police on this? Why is the
nobody
chief not saying, hey, nobody drove through my neighborhood, I don't have enough cops?
Because it's not news. It happens all the time.
Community policing my butt.
Yeah, that's
you know,
a,
right
that,
there. I'm
that's
going
a lie.
Right there. This is your community policing in a nutshell because it sucks. It doesn't work. And people, a 15-year-old kid got shot in the sidewalk.
So I have been I have been criticized on this show by the Keep Pima Crappy squad. All right. Because I keep bringing up roads and cops.
I built the ultimate Jeep road killer here. My Jeep can go over any pothole. It's amazing. I don't have to care anymore. I just hit him.
I remember when the police officer was shot and he got hit in the belt?
Yeah.
Remember?
That's my buddy.
Okay. So he gets shot and the bullet, thank God, hit his belt.
His utility belt for his service revolver.
And he did not. There was an unbelievably high chance that if, you know, how
he'd
many inches one way, that dead.
He'd be dead. His baby girl would be fatherless, and his fiance would be soon to be husbandless.
So I keep talking about over and over and over again that something bad is really going to happen.
How much worse than a 15-year-old kid getting shot in the middle of the night at 9:30 at night and laying there until the next morning doesn't need to get?
So think
you talk about the working poor. You talk about helping the working poor. That's all Regina does. She talks about that and the environment. Guess what?
Exactly.
This is not the foothills, people.
This is
it's right across the street from Sunnyside High School.
This is truly the working poor, right? Last name of Nunez, so I assume he's Hispanic or part Hispanic, which is the population that her and Adelita and Raul Grijalva.
Why does she scream
"Cici
Puedo" every event she has?
So that's, well,
let me go there with it. Not to play the race card, but good God.
They always play the race
card.
But
you can't protect your own.
They do.
You can't protect anybody in this city. You can't even protect your own. You live in a West Side gated community, and you want to talk about you're offended by the border wall. Lady, you're a living, walking hypocrite.
Here's a nightmare moment for Regina.
How many guns she owns.
I was at the Trump thing, and Guilfoyle gets up there and talks, and there was a bunch of ladies that had their Hispanics for Trump. Latinas for Trump
signs. There's a
lot
of them.
Right? And watching Kimberly Guilfoyle and these Hispanic ladies chant, si se puede, right? I'm like, oh my God, this is a Regina nightmare going on right now. All right, when we come back, do you want to do the food? I guess he looks pretty fresh right now. Let's do this, and then we'll get back. There's something about
this
issue.
We'll do food now. We'll come back to this here in a little bit.
You got it. Sean McCluskey, Rincon Ventures, Christy Simone, Wake Up Tucson Ventures, Ed Alexander, the mayor of Pliskin Acres.
Thank you very much.
Let's do it. 10:30 The Voice, local news and talk.
Oktoberfest! And a little Norteña Boca, too. Come on.
Little Zep at 8:20 in the morning. Sean McCluskey, Rincon Ventures, is here.
How we doing?
The one of the state's best, first of all, home rental companies out there, and amazing traditional real estate services.
Yes, we are absolutely killing it this month. I've picked up all kinds of properties. I picked up 33 yesterday from a longtime friend and a good political ally. So it's been it's good stuff.
Congratulations.
33 properties one day.
How long have you been doing this now?
Ooh, 2007. I've been the designated broker since 2007, so 12 years there, and been doing real estate for almost 19.
Look at you. Look at this.
Getting old at this game.
Tell me about these two young men on the other side of the table.
Okay, as I told you, I got introduced to these two guys by Daniel from Super G's. He said, hey, you got to check out Molecular Munchies. And I'm like, yeah, it's another food truck slinging a hamburger. I'm like, there's no way I'm trying these guys out. He's like, no, dude, you got to go seriously
so
try these guys out.
Jeez.
It's why that's what I always think when I see every food truck. I'm like, ah, it's another food truck. I've got to see how somebody's got to tell me it's sensational. I trust Daniel's opinion. Daniel told me you guys were sensational, and I walked up to them at the Vodka Festival and said, make me whatever you'd make for Daniel.
Did you walk a straight line at the Vodka Festival?
Hell no.
Thank you.
It was absolutely crooked, but the burger...
I know it's kryptonite.
I took a poor picture in the dark with a burger with the flash, and everybody said, oh my God, it looks burnt. And I'm like, no, it was great. The bun was charred perfectly. The burger has flavors that just melt together, and it wows you. And that's why I have these guys on, because they're down by they used to set up next to Daniel down by the courthouse on Tuesdays and Thursdays, I believe. And if you're downtown, make a trip, find some parking, park, go see these guys, have a nice lunch outside. It's beautiful outside, and these guys absolutely kill it. They do things that not everybody does, and that's completely what sets them apart.
Tell me about... Good morning, Brian and Tyler.
Hey, thanks.
Good morning for having us.
Tell us about Molecular. What does that mean, the Molecular Munchie side of this? I know what the Munchie side means.
Yeah. Well, for us, it's fascination of cooking with science. You know, it's being able to take something so simple and being able to elevate it just by altering the method of the way we're cooking it, you know.
Were you good at science before doing this food truck?
I've always been fascinated with science.
I mean, good at science, but not as like a main, you know, study.
Okay. I think it was the only subject in school I was excelled at.
Very nice. So talk about sous vide cooking.
So sous vide is essentially, the best way to describe it is we're vacuum sealing the burgers and we're putting it in a highly controlled water bath. So they're vacuum sealed with a little olive oil, and then we just cook them we do them at 140, which is a perfect mid-rare temperature.
Right.
And we let them do their thing. You know, we vacuum them, let them cook. It takes about 45 minutes to an hour, depending on the amount of product we're cooking at once. And then pull it out, kiss it on the grill, send it out the door. It makes a very juicy, delicious burger, locks all that flavor in, and it also gives you that perfect mid-rare through and through without the bloody center that so many people are afraid of.
So the temperature holds while you're waiting for someone to order this thing.
Right, exactly.
Okay. And then, of course, you're doing kind of really wild things. You brought us this sriracha burger, and there's something that looks like a reddish slice of cheese on it that's not really cheese. What is it?
I'll let Brian take this one.
The head chemist.
It says, yep.
Yes, Brian.
So what it is, it's agar powder that we add to the sriracha.
What's agar powder?
So it's a...
You remember Area 51?
It is Storm Area 51 weekend. You're correct. Sorry. From the agar constellation. What is agar powder?
Well, it's an algae derivative. So it basically jellifies things without using bone or any kind of animal product.
Okay.
And, we throw it in with the sriracha. We lay it on a sheet tray, cut it into slices. That's all she wrote.
It's almost like a sriracha fruit roll-up.
People describe it as
a picture of it. I'm trying to describe it, and I want to call it like sriracha slices, but it
fruit
is,
leather.
Yeah. I mean,
well, I'm flipping it over right now, and I'm going to grab
it.
See,
it looks like a fruit roll. It breaks like a fruit roll-up, and it's got a little zip to it.
It's a sriracha fruit roll-up.
Yep, yeah, exactly.
Pretty, pretty good. So this is the burger that the sriracha is on. What do we have on top here? Is that a little thin sliced onion?
That's actually...
And some fried leeks.
Yep. Fried leeks.
Fried leeks and some red onion, both.
Nice.
Yeah, it's delicious.
You guys are rocking it
out
here.
Yeah, that's why I brought them. I mean, I had that burger at the Vodka Festival, and I was just like, wow. And then I had the fried mushrooms. That's what I talked about on Wednesday. And we were talking to the U.S. Drug czar. And I said, you're in town, if you're downtown, go find their food truck and have the fried mushrooms, because they are nothing like I've ever had. I mean, five-star dining doesn't hold anything to your fried mushrooms.
Thanks, man.
They
appreciate that.
How many bags did we buy? Like four? We took them back inside and gave them to everybody.
Yeah.
They were amazing.
You did. I think you guys made several visits out for some mushrooms. I remember that.
So let's talk about mushrooms. So getting fried mushrooms in the average place is always tough, because of the way the surface of a mushroom is, right?
Right.
It's always tough to get something that's batter-esque to stick to it.
Right.
So what are you guys doing different that makes your battered mushroom better?
Well,
or your fried mushroom better? Battered is maybe not the word.
Yeah, well, I think the most important thing is fresh product, number one. It's not frozen. It's not sitting in a freezer for who knows how long. So we use real mushrooms, and we cut them down, and we do a classic tempura batter. So just beer, salt, flour, that's all.
And are you doing the whole mushroom, or are you kind of slicing them in half and then breading them?
We cut them down depending on the size. Try to make them.
I like a popcorn style, so they're not like explosions in your mouth of hot oil. You know,
so
when you get the small little popcorn mushrooms, there it's a lot easier to eat, munch on.
Now, how about, so you brought us cauliflower, which of course is one of the sexiest food stars currently going on out
there.
That's
it. That's
everyone's
it.
Doing, and I love cauliflower, right? I mean, look what Gary's doing at Charo Vita with cauliflower right now.
Right.
So tell me about your fried cauliflower.
So it's just fresh, real cauliflower, and we use, I mean, anything we beer batter, we just had fried zucchini, for example, so we kind of just crossed into this last night. But basically, all it is just fresh cauliflower and the same exact batter. So we're just buying it, cutting it down, breaking it down into, as Brian said, those popcorn bite-sized pieces. So, I mean, mouthfeel is everything. So, you know, when you get sometimes you get too much cauliflower in the middle if it's too big, and you can't enjoy it. It doesn't have enough breading on it because it's just a mouthful of vegetables and people.
No, that's the right amount of breading.
Exactly.
It's not too thick. It's not super, super crispy.
I want to be super rude.
Breading.
I want to be super rude and chew one of these on air.
Okay, go for it.
Because it absolutely crunches in your mouth.
Yeah, see,
and they're not soggy. They're not gooey. They're just perfect.
Hold on. Let's hear about the. What is the? We have a panel here, right?
No.
What
crunch.
Does the panel think about Sean eating on the air? That's a yes. Let's do it. No, seriously. Let's do it.
Hurry up.
We're gonna show the crunchiness. Here it is.
Wow.
See?
I didn't even turn it up. It was just there. Wow.
That was. Here comes the burp.
No more sounds from you.
Yeah, no more sounds. We're good.
Thank you.
All right. So we have about a minute until we're going to go to Bloomberg and CBS, and then we'll bring the boys back for another segment. But let's talk about what's the truck? What's in there? For you guys to do molecular munchies, tell me about the rig. What's in there?
I mean, there's no wasted space. That's for sure. We have charbroiler. A two burner gas burner, a two basket fryer. We have our sous vide machine with the Cambro that we need. It's a pretty good size. It holds about, we use about 5 gallons of water in it.
Okay.
And our sous vide can circulate, it's like a
13.
13, yeah. So
what's floating around in the sous vide at any one time?
Burgers and chicken. That's the only proteins that we serve.
On the truck, we just do a hot holding, though, because we've already sous vide them all off, and they're just, you know, basically sitting in the hot water ready to go.
Right. Well, that's the beauty of this thing.
That's why we can flip a burger in 6-7 minutes, and it's better than, you know, any place. A lot of these fast food places people are raving about.
All right, we're going to bring these guys back. We got Bloomberg CBS News coming up. How do people find you online right now?
Facebook, Instagram, but our schedule's been going up once a week on Facebook, so that way people can kind of plan their week around finding us. So,
where are you kids going to be this weekend?
Tonight we'll be at Caps and Corks, which is over on the north side, and then
craft
tomorrow.
A modern drinkery.
Yep, that's the Cereal Grillers guy. It's their beer, their like craft beer place.
Okay,
and then we'll also be doing Tucson Hop Shop Sunday.
All right, let's go.
Danny's.
CBS News, Bloomberg coming up. We'll be right back with Brian and Tyler from Molecular Munchies, Sean McCluskey, Rincon Venture.
Now we're going.
That's how you get going on your Friday morning. Little Hell's Bells at 8:34 in the morning. 10:30, The Voice, local news and talk. We're hanging out with the mayor of Pliskin Acres, Ed Alexander. Good morning, sir.
Thank you very much.
We have Sean McCluskey, who has 123 units within Pliskin Acres, if you want to rent one in there. Look at you.
Technically, I think I got more than that.
Well, I took a guess. Not bad.
I think I got more than that. But, you know, hey, I go to any hood.
Brian and Tyler are here from Molecular Munchies. I want to explain Pliskin Acres because you're Wake Up Tucson virgins here a little bit. We've noticed that a lot of woe in Tucson happens between the U of A, River Road, Swan, and the interstate. So we had a naming contest.
Fair enough.
What's that area should be called? And Eastside Tom, a 30-year TUSD teacher, came up with Plissken Acres, named after the character.
Snake Plissken.
Thank you very much from the Escape from New York. Thank you. Oh, let's give him a hand. Let's give him the canned one before it's over.
Plissken. Yes.
There we go. Very nice. So that's Mayor Ed, who's lived in there since the first Star Wars movie was ever made, mm-hmm. same house, and he's gone through all the woe. He actually won the election. He is the mayor of Plissken Acres.
Oh, okay, right on.
So I'm the economic development director.
All right,
Sean, that burnt out building. Where's that one again? That's the one that's
City Hall.
City Hall.
Prince and Pastime. I'm sorry, Stone and Pastime. Right,
Stone and Pastime.
Just north of Prince.
Yep. So that's Ed's City Hall.
It's a burnt out building on the corner.
Yep.
Oh, beautiful. I'm sure it's beautiful.
Well, cool. Yeah. You know what's great about it? He actually has a hot tub in it.
Yeah.
So that's where he works out of. He has a hot tub in the burnt out building, and that's where he does all of his meetings.
Some nice accommodations.
And he gets out once in a while in his silk kimono and does the city's business. So congratulations, Ed.
Yeah, thank you.
You're the man.
Yeah.
We're hanging out with Molecular Munchies. They're a food truck. You can check them out on Facebook and Instagram. What's the dream here, guys? Where do you want to take this thing?
Everywhere. It's brick and mortar is kind of in the back of our mind right now. We would love to have 2, 3, 4 trucks running the streets before we get there. Before we can get to the brick and mortar point. I mean, we just bought our commissary space and just kind of made sure we had somewhere to do prep out of. And when we can ramp to that level, we have enough space to do it. So definitely want to start with trucks.
How many employees do you have?
2, me and Brian. We have a couple guys that do come out and work with us, that come out and help us out when we need it. But for the most part, it's Brian and I.
So your biggest challenge, you know, to go to 3 to 4 trucks, right?
Yes.
Let me ask you guys, what's your biggest challenge expanding to 3 to 4 trucks? And the
consistency.
Right. So you're going to have to do this horrible thing called trust other human beings.
That sounds terrible. You're right.
At a certain point, I call it babysitting the food because I make all the paint. They just have to put it on the canvas, so I make it like paint to numbers.
That sounds amazingly beautiful and easy.
Yeah, and if it works that way, you know, I've got policies and procedures in my business, and somebody deviates every day.
I do all the hard work ahead of time.
So you guys can do 2 trucks easily.
Easily.
You on one, you on the other, you're babysitting, making sure, and then you have to build that trust with that shining star employee that's really hard to find in Tucson, and then once you get that person, you can expand to the 3rd truck.
Right,
but then somebody's got to be the rover.
Right, yeah. Exactly.
Because you gotta, I mean, or either just send me, I'll quality control for you guys. No problem.
Perfect.
So
what they're doing over here is amazing. This burger,
the food that we had, that is amazing.
The sriracha on the burger, nice. With the burger and the perfectly cooked medium rare. It doesn't, like you said, it doesn't give you that, you know, bloody and guts type feeling when everybody's always afraid of medium rare because of the fact that it's still pink in the center. This is pink, but yet almost fully cooked.
Exactly.
The chicken. What are you doing to this chicken? Because, oh, my God. Yeah, I want to have this every day for lunch because it's like a chicken salad on a sandwich that's really bomb.
I appreciate that.
That's why I got the name, Chicken Bacon F Your Ranch, man. It's that sauce. I'm telling you, it sets it off. That gnar sauce that we make, we called it that because it was gnarly good. And I guess the name stuck with it. So
I was trying to figure that out. Because
where the gnar sauce came from, I didn't ask, and I'm glad that he brought it up because with the cauliflower, I didn't even need the gnar sauce. But the gnar sauce with the cauliflower... Wow.
It sets it off, man. It's another level.
So what do you guys,
better than ranch.
What do you guys do when you're not, now that you, what would you, when you, what's the off time activities
they
for you
sleep.
Guys? I know you said you're putting in about 100 hours a week.
Yeah,
all ish. Right? So when you're not, when you do have it, what's the relaxation for you, the Molecular Munchie guys? What are you guys doing?
I've run around with 5 kids of mine, so.
Congratulations.
Yeah, thanks.
Very good. What about you, Tyler?
Sean nailed it. I sleep, man. I sleep.
What did you do before you did a food truck?
I was actually a front-end manager for a restaurant in town.
Okay.
So, yeah, it was. It was great. It was a great job. It was a fun spot. It got me set up for doing this, and it gave me a good skill set to go into this and be ready to go. But it was time to move on to bigger and better things, you know. So,
so how does this team work? What's the complementary qualities of each other that makes this thing work?
I've been back of house my whole life, and he's been front of house his whole life. So we kind of just are perfect on the truck together.
Yeah, it's a literal yin and yang relationship. Like, if there's something I can't do, he can do it, and vice versa. And we always learn off each other, and it's a symbiotic relationship. It's very nice.
What's what do you guys listen to tunes wise? I'm fascinated by this. What do you guys got for
everything?
Me? Come on, give me.
I'm an old school punk rocker, skate punk, okay. Stuff like that. So okay. You know, I love me some Black Flag and
okay.
Jeez, man, I Casualties and I mean I have a wide range of.
All right, how about you, Brian?
It changes on a daily.
Throw a few things at me.
I've been listening to the Dirty Heads right now.
I don't know what a Dirty Head is, but tell me more.
They're like a punk reggae rap band. It's like okay. An interesting mix.
It's like reggaeton in a way.
First concert you ever been to? First one.
Mine was Sum 41. I remember like it was. I felt like it was yesterday.
And where was this?
With Rialto.
And who'd you go with?
My older brother, actually.
Okay.
Yeah, we had a good time. My mom said, "Do not get in any mosh pits." First thing we did, just ran into a mosh pit. Yep.
Very nice. How about you, sir?
Oh, a little garage gutter punk concert
okay.
A long time ago. I can't even remember the names of the bands.
What high school did you guys go to?
I did some time at Palo Verde, and then I moved to Catalina, and then I actually ended up dropping out and getting my GED after my junior year.
Okay. TUSD success story.
Yeah.
What else?
This is so true.
I started out in Catalina and then went to Rincon.
I'm telling you, you guys are another one.
Yeah.
There you go.
Ed over there. He's a Rincon Ranger.
Look,
over there.
And look at me now. Scary. That's what you had to look forward to, guys. Okay.
What are two or three local restaurants you like to eat at over the last few years that are not your own place?
Oh, man. There's so many good places. We have such an awesome food scene out here in Tucson.
Correct.
I would say my hot spots, La Botana for sure. I think they're one of the most underappreciated Mexican food places in town.
You are the first person in the history of this show, working on 11 years, to ever say La Botana.
Really?
What do you have when
first
you go?
And is, Prince, right?
Is still
yeah.
First and Prince, right?
First and Fort Lowell.
Fort Lowell.
No, you're right. No, it is Fort Lowell. You're right.
Pliskin Acres.
And they just built another one over off like I-19 area, I think. They have a...
Really?
Like, yeah, in that big industrial near the movie theater. Like, yeah, they just built one over there.
What do you get? Because as he said, we've been doing this for a while. Nobody's ever said that.
Man, it's the whole menu's amazing. Yeah. I mean, yeah, I love
the meat's good.
Their Sonoran dogs are one of the best I've ever had in town. And it's, you can get a veggie-friendly one. I have my brother's vegetarian. My roommate's vegetarian. They just leave the bacon off, veggie dog, and soy chorizo. It is... I mean, it's all delicious.
I'll have to give it a ride.
Ed, do you get a discount for being the mayor of Pliskin Acres if you go there?
You know, I haven't been there for a while because it's so damn dangerous on that corner. This is the middle of nowhere,
not,
man.
You're not lying, that's for sure.
That's all, but we used to hang out on the patio, but I'm afraid to go there, man.
Imagine hanging out on the patio at La Botana. God bless you.
Yeah.
So what you're saying is going to the I-19 location is a safer bet. Thanks, Ed.
I just think so.
Hanging out with, go over to the Boondocks and see Neon Prophet for the 77th time.
There you go.
Go get a chorizo dog over at, La Botana. I got to give it a shot now. Give me another one.
Miss Saigon. I love Miss Saigon. If I went something Vietnamese, something like that. I mean, there are a couple different around town, but the downtown one is the one I always go to.
So are you a pho guy?
Not so much, actually.
Yes.
It's like, I like some of it, but it's
so what do you get when you
favorite.
Go to Saigon?
I'm kind of simple. I love their orange chicken. I love their version of their chow mein. But I mean, they also have this chicken pate that's really, really good as well.
Gringo Blanco.
Yeah, there you go. That's me.
If you said sweet and sour chicken, I would have just gave you a hug.
Yeah.
And give me your third place.
Third place, I would definitely say Vero.
Okay.
I love Vero.
Okay. And what do you get there? I assume this is Vitor Amore you're talking about.
Yeah, okay. You got it. Man, I jump around. I like their masala is really good.
Okay.
I think that they have a really good eggplant parmesan. So it depends what I'm in the mood for that day, but I've traveled their whole
good
menu.
Eggplant parmesan is hard to find.
It's really hard to find.
Because very rarely is it crispy.
Right, exactly.
And then maintaining that sauce cheese thing.
Right, and then sometimes the eggplant's like rubbery and chewy and
oily,
it's almost like,
yeah,
like bubblegum almost.
All right.
Undercooked.
Mr. Bry, what do you got for me?
It's not a restaurant, but man, Geronimo's Revenge is one of my favorite spots right now.
So this is a food truck.
It is.
And it's Native American food?
Not so much. It's more of like a Tucson twist on classic food.
Oh, okay.
So he does a Cubano, but it's called the Tucano. It's amazing.
Tell me what? Why? Tell me the twist on a Cuban sandwich then.
I mean, he just does Tucson style, like Sonoran style, kind of grill on the beef that he puts on it. It's
very cool. Geronimo's Revenge.
Yeah,
give me another place.
Man, I don't really get out. I got five kids.
Yeah.
Okay, what's your kid's favorite place to take them? That's not some sort of
don't
chain.
Say McDonald's.
No, it's going to be worse.
I think it's going to be worse. Yeah,
yeah, no. Because most of the time they choose by name, and so I'll be like, how about this place, or how about this place?
Where do you get a pizza?
Applebee's.
Where's your pizza? Where do you get a pizza?
Luna. Fiami.
Oh, Fiami.
Fiami is great. What's Luna? Tell me about Luna.
Luna Pizza down on Speedway in Wilmont.
I have heard about this place.
They're doing some really good, simple pizzas.
That neo-Napolitan style.
Yeah. So similar style to Fiami.
Their pie crust is so good. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Very, very nice. Look at you guys. All right. Molecular Munchies. They're check them out on Facebook and Instagram at Molecular Munchies, I assume. Well, something.
Yeah. Instagram is molecular.munchies, but yeah, Facebook, you can find us just Molecular Munchies.
Well, you guys,
we're
Sean,
pretty Googleable.
Thanks for bringing these gentlemen here.
Hey, that's why we do this. We want to get them more business. Plus, I want to have you experience good food that's in Tucson that you haven't had a chance to get to.
Amen.
All of your listeners haven't had a chance to get to them. You got to go out and find these guys. That's all I got to tell you. If you like good craft beer and you like good food, it's a perfect combination.
Well, you guys are fun.
Thanks, man. We had a blast. Thanks for having us.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
And I want to apologize from management that I called you Gringo Blanco.
Oh, I'll wear that badge with honor, sir.
Good food. Look for the truck.
Yep. Shawnee and I are going to get back to the serious side of what's going on, what we started this hour with before this is all over. Zach Answer is coming up next. Then Doug, Jen, and Victoria. Bill Buckmaster after that. And check out Stevie Rivera at 6 o'clock. And then Dave Ramsey and Lars Larson. Go to thekvoi.com to check out the new lineup. Wake up, Tucson. Little Dirty Heads.
Not before we play some Dirty Heads. Here you go.
Hey now.
Oktoberfest, friends. Have a good weekend.
Sean McCluskey.
How we doing?
We got to end the show on a mild bummer a little bit, but it's important.
I got a good funny for you. So Facebook has got its perfect way of...
Thank you.
Oops. Mike, how about that?
Wow.
I got a funny, he kills my mic. I love him. But 8 years ago today, the SunTran bus got flooded on the west side.
Right.
Well, the other day we had this stupid idea that we're going to spend $900,000 on new SunTran buses.
The electric ones.
They're electric.
Wow, they're big and they're electric.
So when and there's nobody still on them.
Right.
But when the idiot driver takes the thing and dumps it into the lake or the reservoir that we get built up here in Tucson and he drives through the water, is this thing going to short out and kill somebody? Are you going to get electrified by the water by the bus when you submerge it is my question.
Here's the other part of it is also, too, as a guy who hangs out with guys who own $500,000 motor coaches.
Mm-hmm. And buses.
I know how expensive these things are. So if you're going to do an electric motor coach.
For $900,000.
And then you're going to run it on the worst roads in America.
For $900,000.
Just so you can show off and be Rahina and say, look at what
that's the best
bought.
Part. So you're buying almost $1 million a bus on a vehicle that's going to rapidly be depleted just by driving around your crappy town in relation to the roads.
Unless they put shocks on it like I put on the Jeep.
So we started off the segment talking about this poor kid that got killed. We had the other young lady, the 7-year-old who got ran over on Valencia.
We have Rahina Romero and the Tucson City Council letting people die in their city. That's what's taking place.
So you brought up a great point. Mark the tape, as we like to say. About working poor, right? So think about this. In the last few months, I was heavily worked on the story, complained about the story done by, I believe it's Carly Tinsley or Melissa Egan at KOLD. She's the only one, they were the only one to cover the guy who called up 911, right, about the intruder.
Minute.
In his yard that wanted to come hurt him.
Defend yourself.
And the cops don't show up. And then when he doesn't call back, they send the cop and he's dead.
Yeah.
Right?
How's that working out for you?
Right.
Way to go. And nobody talked about it. Rahina? Nowhere. Chief? Nowhere. Mayor? Nowhere. Crickets.
And
the only thing they've talked about is, I need to work on the environment. How about work on your personal environment that you live in?
And
thank
then
you.
So, and remember, that guy
is dead.
Got murdered.
God rest his soul.
2.5 blocks from Rahina's office is where that guy was killed.
Have you been to Rahina's office? It's damn near in the ghetto.
I have been to Rahina's
office.
Well,
I'm sorry. Her office looks like the ghetto. It's
surrounded
by weeds.
Well, I'm just saying is where it's at, okay? Now, you can't keep saying you're a champion of a certain type of Tucsonan, and you can't take care of the basic needs according to the Maslow hierarchy of needs. Number one is safety. All this other stuff is crap. Here's some deep thoughts with Christy Simone. All the other FUD stuff you want to do doesn't work when people are not alive. Or they're in the fear of being killed or hurt. Okay? So let's go to Eric Nunez. This is the kid. So you own a house over there.
Yes, I do. Tres Pueblos.
You used to live over there,
yes,
right?
Yes, I did.
And so you still have neighbors that you know.
Oh, absolutely.
And
I was in the neighborhood the day after it happened. Didn't know what happened until I found out by them.
So what we're understanding is Eric was shot. He's 15 years old.
Three gunshots rang out between 9:30 and 11, and nobody called the police.
And your neighbors are saying probably closer to 9:30.
9:30, 10 o'clock, yeah.
So then they found him on the way to school the next morning, which is 7:30-ish, let's call it. So this is the city of Tucson of Paul Cunningham, Shirley Scott, Mayor Rothschild, Rahina Romero, Karen Ulick, Paul Durham, Richard Fimbres, right?
This happened in Fimbres' ward.
Steve Kozacik.
He keeps cutting cops.
Steve Leal, because it's happened over years to get to this point. So when you're at 1988 staffing levels.
You forgot Nina Traceoff.
Nina Traceoff, thank you very much. Okay. When you have a city.
Oh, Mayor Bob Walkup.
Mayor Bob Walkup, of course, I agree. 15-year-old child gets murdered at 9:30 and is basically laying face down in his own blood dead for, let's do the math here, 9:30, 3 hours.
10 hours.
But 10 hours.
8 and 10.
Laying face down dead in their own blood for 10 hours in your neighborhood, and it's only discovered when the kids go to school the next day. You have a severe, giant problem as a city. So, like I keep telling everybody, I know I sound like Chicken Little here, guys, over the year. The sky is falling. The sky is falling every day.
It already fell. The sky fell 10 years ago.
Right.
Look at your roads. Look at your roads. Look at your medians. Look at your parks. Look at your homeless population. And now people are getting killed in the streets.
That's where you're at. Not only are they being 15-year-olds being killed on the streets, they're left to just sit in the pile of their own blood for 10 hours.
Nobody did a thing. No cops. There's not enough police officers to patrol the main thoroughfare of the neighborhood.
I know.
So when I keep telling you that these folks who keep saying they're the champions of the working class Hispanic in this town, right?
Sure.
You know, Adelita Crystal, Raul Grijalva, Rahina Romero. Lane Santa Cruz is going to be a city councilwoman who's going to tell you the same thing.
Heaven help us.
All right.
Scary stuff.
And so, you know, I know Ed Ackerley is trying to be, quote, the nice guy here.
Yeah.
But you know something? There are people just getting slaughtered in the streets of Tucson now.
He can't say that, but we can.
I know, but he needs that message.
He can't
needs to
say
get a,
that.
And they're standing up for the race thing.
Oh, yeah.
And
if he stood up and said something or anything about the poor kid that got shot, he is now the evil white guy.
Right. Right.
It's an easy narrative to spin on him. It's
crazy?
Unfortunate that you
crazy
can do
talk.
It, but the Dems will do it because they like maintaining power of their seat. We talked about it on Wednesday when you weren't here. People no longer run to be politicians. If you run to be a politician, to be a career politician, don't, because you're doing it for the wrong damn reason. You should run, do what you want to do, and get the hell out.
Well, that's why we should. That's why I've always wanted to get rid of pensions for
politicians.
For electeds?
Absolutely. Make them go earn their money.
Right.
Get a job. Don't work.
Do it for the public good, or where do you think you're doing for? And then go away.
There's only one candidate in CD2 who said that they only want to run because it's the right thing to do. They want to go run and return, and that's Justine Wozdeck. Everybody else wants to run, become a damn career politician. There's nobody. Everybody wants to run for 30 years because once they get that money, they don't want to let it go.
I don't have time to bludgeon Joseph Morgan. Right now.
He's an idiot. That's all I have to say about that. But he's running because he doesn't have a job.
I thought he sells shoes.
Okay, Al Bundy.
What? It's an honorable profession, sir. In the end with Morgan, all right, let's finish off punching Morgan in the face, right? He is part of the crew. If you're an Allie Miller fan and you are a Republican who wants fiscal responsibility, Joseph Morgan was part of the crew that wanted to kill her.
That wanted to oust her, absolutely.
Right? Her, John, supporting his cousin John Winchester with Ray Carroll and Rich Moret and all those guys. Okay? I was going through my notes when I was in San Diego. I have a book that I write notes on certain things, and I went back to when I first started writing notes in it. It was from 2016. And I only got 30 seconds. Winchester on the Mike Shaw Show. And I remember I was reading it and I laughed while I was eating my omelet at the hotel on Wednesday. He said, Allie Miller is the biggest impediment to the success of Pima County. That's out of Joseph Morgan's cousin's mouth. And I'm going to tell you something, man. It's a joke.
Yeah, joke. Absolutely. He's got three people on his campaign. Good luck.
Sean, thanks for a beautiful hour.
Oh, hey.
And thanks for filling
pleasure.
In with Jonathan and Barney this week.
Had a great time.
When we come back on Monday, Joe DeSimone and Mia Hansen with her some of her great wheelchair athletes will be here. So wake up, 10:30 The Voice.